Good morning and welcome. Don't Worry, Be Ready is the title of the sermon given by the Reverend Christopher S. Johnson in today's worship service, coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. We invite you to join us in praising God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. The organist is Cantor Irene Beathy. The violin is played by Mary Primo. The vocalists are Ivan Beathy, Steve Craning, Tim Poggle, and Jim Specker. The lector is Judy Urbanik. The Sunday's radio broadcast is sponsored by Carol and Don Gruning and the Don Grady family in loving memory of Sally Grady. The service begins with the prayers for confession and absolution. Then the congregation will sing the entrance hymn, Evening and Morning, number 726 in a Lutheran service book.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Holy Church, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Acceptable service. Grant that we may walk by faith and not by sight in the way that leads to eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our epistle lesson this morning is taken from Hebrews chapter 11. Our Old Testament reading is taken from Genesis, the 15th chapter. After all these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 33, verses 12 through 22.
Blessed is the nation.
nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage.
The epistle this morning is taken from the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of that same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man and him as good as dead were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord. Let us confess the faith with one heart.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In response to the word of God, the congregation sings the hymn of the day, "Have No Fear, Little Flock," hymn number 735 in the Lutheran service book.
Grace and peace to you all from our God and Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. During this season of the church year, the time after Pentecost, the long green season, we encounter passages from the Bible that concern the growth of the church and the growth of the Christian. To grow is listening and learning from Christ as he speaks to us through his word. And today we hear Jesus speak an important word about not worrying, not being anxious and being ready, about being prepared, about being focused. And this word about being ready and not worrying is an important word to hear, since all of us find ourselves at one time or another, and perhaps some of you more than most, being worried or anxious. Now, when Jesus says, as he does numerous times today, don't be anxious, don't be anxious, don't worry, he's not telling you to have a cavalier look on life, a cavalier look on your life of faith. But he's telling you to look at Christ, the Father's treasure, and to hold this Savior of yours as tightly as you can and not let him go. And when Jesus tells you to be ready, as he told those disciples long ago, he is not saying this to put dread in your heart, like a teenager about to get in trouble because of a secret they've been hiding is about to come to light. And Jesus is not saying be ready to cause your life to become all of a sudden thrown into a big panic. If that were the case, the command to be ready would cancel out the command to not worry, and that's not where Jesus is going. Now let's take a step back here for a moment before we dive into our text. As some of you might have experienced in your life, what happens when you tell someone to not worry? Do they respond, okay, that sounds good. Don't worry, fine, I won't. I won't worry one little bit. I say this to my son very often, who can be high-strung at times. Don't worry, Jack. We will get you to practice on time. Don't worry, you will be to school on time. And he's always on time, and he's always there about 30 minutes early. He loves to get to school that early. I don't know why, because his father can be a bit of a procrastinator. Perhaps that's why. But we tell our children not to worry, and they believe us. Dad, I'm afraid of the dark. Don't worry, it'll be okay. Well, okay, if you say so. But more likely, if you tell someone not to worry, they might begin to wonder a few things. They might begin to wonder, why is it that you are telling them not to worry? Are you telling them not to worry because something terrible has happened and you're trying to make it sound not as bad, more palatable? Are you telling them not to worry because they are a tense person, prone to fly off the handle and lose their grip on reality because something is out of order? Or are you telling them not to worry, not to be anxious, because you want to calm a fearful person because of near and present danger? It is in this last sense that Jesus says to the disciples, to you and to myself, to not worry, not be anxious. Jesus speaks this first word, don't be anxious, don't worry, out of genuine care and concern for his disciples, for his church, for all of you. He knows that danger surrounds them, surrounds all of you as well. It wasn't that long ago where he told the 72 men who were sent out as ambassadors for the gospel that they were going out as lambs in the midst of wolves. It wasn't that long ago where Jesus lovingly told Martha that she was anxious and troubled about many things, and she was missing out on the most important thing, Jesus. And it wasn't that long ago, actually, just minutes before, if you read Luke chapter 12, where Jesus tells his disciples, as they are surrounded by thousands of people, Jesus says, I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body. Fear rather him who has authority to cast into hell. And it's this last phrase that Jesus directs our attention to, the danger that not only surrounds them and us, but also the danger that lays in our own heart, in our own mind, in how we view ourselves and how we view the world, how we view God. Maybe this is why Jesus says right after all these things, "O you of little faith." He says such a thing because some of the disciples had such a little faith. And maybe some of you might be in that boat with the disciples, that same boat. Though you have a great big God capable of providing everything necessary, you still worry. Those disciples and you yourself have a great big God capable of giving everything that you need for daily life, food and clothing and so on and so forth. All this is very minuscule and easy for God to provide. Give us this day, O Lord, our daily bread, as Jesus just taught us to pray. We pray that every Lord's Day and certainly every day in our lives as Christians. And in our passage for today, Jesus says, look at the birds. Look at the ravens. They don't worry. God provides for them. And look at the lilies of the field. They grow and they are arrayed in splendor. And how much of more value are you than they, than birds and grass? And Jesus also says, look at your life. If you can add 1 hour to your life by worrying, can you do that? Well, of course, the answer to that is no, you can't. Because in the very act of worrying and of being anxious, not only will you not gain extra time to live, but in fact you have just lost time to live because you spent it unnecessarily worrying. People of God, are you worried? Are you anxious? What is it that you are worried about? What is it that you are anxious about? And why are you worried? Does not your Lord say, do not worry, do not be anxious? Are you anxious, worried about the state of the nation, about this or that political issue, about a possible recession, about your 401k? Are you worried about things that are out of your control? It's kind of like what Jesus says just before in the passage, in the parable of the rich fool, where Jesus says, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you prepared, who will they be? Jesus says this to redirect our focus, our attention on him, that you might seek his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things. Everything else will fall into place. Now, don't get me wrong, there are things to be concerned about. But the question is, are we concerned about the right things to the right degree and worrying about the wrong things to the wrong degree? What Jesus says is amazing here. It is a command with a promise. Jesus says you are to be ready. But why should you be ready? Because it is the Father's good pleasure to give you his kingdom. It is a gift. God gives you all he is and all he has in his Son, Jesus Christ. You who are more value than birds and lilies. He gives it all to you. He does not withhold anything from you, but gives it all to you in his Son, Christ. In Christ, you receive the gift of salvation, of pardon, the peace that surpasses the all understanding. You receive the gift of faith, faith that seeks to understand this world we live in, but seeks all the more to receive the righteousness of Christ as often as we can, because that is what will cause us not just to survive this weary world, but to thrive in this world that God has made. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that's why you can be ready. You can be ready and say, like Joshua said many years ago before the house of Israel, yes, we will be ready. Me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
Don't worry. Be ready. Therefore, seek this kingdom and the righteousness of Christ, not your own personal or political or financial or social or whatever righteousness you may be inventing, but seek the righteousness of Christ, and all these other things will be taken care of. Seek his kingdom not just for yourself, but also for others as well. Take a look at your life of faith, that you are not just going through the motions, but are truly seeking the kingdom of Christ and receiving his righteousness. Take a look at how you order and prioritize things, taking every thought captive to obey Jesus. Take a look at your devotional life, your life of prayer, that you're praying the things that God wants you to be praying for, praying, yes, for your daily bread, but also that the Lord would convert the hearts of maybe an unbelieving family member or friend, an adult child who is wandering in sin, maybe a coworker who is hostile to your faith, asking that God would use you to bless them by your presence, by your generosity, by a kind word of encouragement that you can bestow. People of God, it is good that you are here today. That means that you are seeking his kingdom and his righteousness. Thanks be to God. Receive all that Jesus has to give you this day, so that any and all worry and fear and anxiety you have would be dispelled from your mind and from your heart. Don't worry, don't be anxious, Jesus says. You listen to him. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you, as the Apostle Peter says. The Lord calls you friend for a reason, that he would be your friend and carry you through everything. Your Lord has shed his blood that your salvation would be secured, that you wouldn't have to worry about eternal security, but you know that it would be totally and completely assured. And Jesus has risen again from the dead to show you that on the other side of suffering and sorrow is glory. And Jesus will return again to this worrying, weary world. And will that each and every one of you be confidently faithful, so that you would endure to the end as you walk by faith and not by sight. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in your Lord Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all creation according to its needs. Almighty God, increase our faith. Help us to grow in your wise ways and your gracious will. Preserve us from reliance on our own plans and natural powers, that we would ever trust in you and be counted righteous in your Son. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, bless your church, and by your Holy Spirit, grant us to live into righteousness in Christ and to shine like the stars in the heavens forever. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, you promised great and abundant blessings to Abram, which he believed by faith. Bless the hearts of Christian fathers everywhere to prize the gift of their children, and to work in their lives for the good of generations yet unseen. Lord, in your mercy. God Almighty, teach the rulers of the nations how small and fleeting their reigns are. Shepherd them by the preaching of your church into the ways of peace, and fix their eyes on the better country that is to come, that they would rule in loving service to those in their charge. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, in the midst of tribulation, bless your people with your peace. Especially we pray for those who have asked for our prayers, praying for Avery, Cheryl, Barb and Mike, Jeff and Kim, Dennis, Laura and Doris, and all of Zion's homebound members. As they consider your care of flower and field, Remind them of your eternal care for them in Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, enlighten your people with your word as a lamp unto their feet, that they would be dressed in readiness for the coming of the Son of Man, both now and at the end of days, even as he girds himself to serve us with his body and blood this day. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
In preparation for the Blessed Sacrament of Holy Communion, the choir will sing the offertory, O Little Flock, Fear Not the Foe, number 666 in the Lutheran Service Book.
To the Lord our God.
It is right to
It is truly good and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Amen.
In the same way also after the supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me."
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup,
we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Distribution, the congregation will sing, "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence," number 621 in the Lutheran Service Book, followed by "Great is Thy Faithfulness," number 809, also in the Lutheran Service Book. The postlude will be "Great is Thy Faithfulness" by David Jerwin.
Thank you.
that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Please join us at the same time next Sunday morning. Worship services at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. and Saturday evenings at 5:15 p.m. Check us out on Facebook for live stream events or visit our website, www.zionlutheranwausau.com. Zion has been broadcasting on this radio station each Sunday morning for 85 years, and the Wausau Lutheran Hour continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your financial gifts which make these broadcasts possible. You may make a donation or get more information at Zion's website, www.zionlutheranwausau.com. Or you may mail your donation to Zion Lutheran Church, 709 North 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. And now, may our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you and grant you a joyful, safe, and blessed week.